أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. وإن كنتن تردن الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. As we had discussed at the very beginning of Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about respect, honor, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and anyone that does not respect, love, or hurts Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the slightest bit, that person will be addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most severe of terms. And thus far we discussed various aspects, including the battle of Al-Ahzab, that those who remained on the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were praised and blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who renegated, left the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caused him harm in the slight bust, was criticized and obviously punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is an incident with regards to the household of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our blessed mothers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, they had made great sacrifices in the home of Nubuwat, and obviously they enjoyed the spiritual benefit of it. They were those who were there when the wahi and the revelation would come down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were those who witnessed the amal and the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first hand, and many of them had reported it. They were those that had the spiritual blessings because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, they are also insan, they are also human, and when they saw like the conquest, or rather the Banu Qurayza incident that had taken place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now begun to give some form of victory to the Muslims, land was coming into the hands of the Muslims, wealth was coming into the hands of the Muslims, like we discussed, the Muhajirun, those that migrated from Makkah Mukarrama, were now allotted land, they were given some wealth. So that's what Mutahharat had thought it was an opportune moment to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a little bit extra insofar as their maintenance was concerned, for their household expenditure, etc. And this does not go well with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because on the other hand, he was the recipient of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His relationship, his connection was with Akhirat. He had absolutely nothing to do with this material world. And one very, very important aspect that the Muhaddithin have always discussed, that when we look at the difficulties that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through in this world, it was a voluntary difficulty, it was a voluntary poverty that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through. It wasn't something that was imposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. He chose to be in the condition that he was in this material world, financially and otherwise. And hence, because his relationship was with Akhirat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted nothing to do with this material world. And when this kind of request came from the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, obviously this created a little bit of difficulty in the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the Azwaj al-Mutahharat for a period of 1 month, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained totally alone in this 1 month period. The Azwaj al-Mutahharat then were addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this following ayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah had given them choices. Choice of remaining with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under the condition that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had chosen, or alternatively, if they wished to and they wanted this material world, then obviously they should separate and leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this was unique to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers sitting here should not feel now that we are now relieved of the obligation of maintaining our wives. That will still be an obligation upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was because of this pure link that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wahi, with the akhirat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself chose not to indulge in any aspect of this material world. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكِ, say to our mothers, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Hazrat, the Azwaj Mutahharat, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhun, in kunna turidna al-hayat al-dunya, if you people desire the hayat al-dunya, the life of this material world, wa zinataha, and the adornment and decoration of this material world, fata'alain, then come to me, come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, umatti'kunna, وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا, then I will benefit you by way of this material world which is known as mata, and that means that I will give you some things of this material world in the old days, and even in now also it could be a pair of cloth that one would cover one's body, the upper and the lower garments, or any other form of garments, or even anything even more than that. And then وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا, and then I will release you a very beautiful and excellent release. In other words, then we will terminate this relationship of marriage. So this is how stern Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had come upon the Azwaj al-Mutahharat when they created this difficulty in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to also understand it was never intentional, it was never an issue of aqidah and belief that they felt that they were worthy of it, but it was just because they had seen others that had been in better conditions, that human aspect of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat had come to the fore, and they had made this request, not even a demand upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the response from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا, and if you people desire Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, والدار الآخرة, and the third is the hereafter, if that is what your intention is that if that is the route that you would like to take, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْ كُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, then certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared for those virtuous women, those women that do good from amongst you, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, a very great reward, and obviously that reward you will see the fruits of it in the hereafter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us as an ummah also that the slightest bit of difficulty that is imposed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he may even tolerate it, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not tolerate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed, and in these times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove us further and further away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.